Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1309 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and in making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. Love is often misunderstood today. True love is embedded within faithfulness. So today, let us consider faithful love. God loves us with a faithful love that is not based on our daily decisions and choices that we make. His love for us never wavers or ends. This is described by the prophet Jeremiah in one of the biblical books that he authored. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23 tells us, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." Jeremiah is referred to as the weeping prophet. His life was full of sorrow and difficulty. One analogy I read said that Jeremiah was as gloomy as a giraffe with a sore throat. When Jeremiah was prophesying, Jerusalem was under siege, his nation under duress. His world collapsed like a sandcastle in a typhoon. He was kept in a muddy well at times, and they would throw down a piece of bread to him each day. He faulted God for his horrible emotional distress. He also blamed God for his physical ailments. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 4. "He has made my skin and flesh grow old. He has broken my bones." Jeremiah's body ached. His heart was sick. His faith was small and getting even smaller. But then it dawned on him that he was seeking into despair quickly. So he shifted his gaze, as was written in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. "Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in Him." We need to follow the same pattern as Jeremiah. When we are down, depressed, in pain and agony, we need to alter our thoughts. We need to shift our attention. Just like Jeremiah, we need to turn our eyes away from the stormy world and look into the wonders of God. We can easily do this by reading or memorizing the promises that I just read in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. To help you to remember these promises, you can list them on the five fingers of your hand. The first one is, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends." Number two, "His mercies never cease." Number three, "Great is His faithfulness." Number four, "His mercies begin afresh each morning." And number five, "The Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in Him." Jeremiah's storms didn't cease, but his discouragement did. We need to have this same attitude. Lamenting actually is good for us. It is the purifier of our souls. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue on our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life, and encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,308 Daily Treks or read the Daily Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.